USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with Attorney General Bill Barr is fine, and the president agreed with Barr on one thing.
I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true. He's a very straight shooter.
The president, speaking before heading off to Los Angeles, also says he has total confidence in the attorney general.
We have a great attorney general, and he's working very hard. And he's working against a lot of people that don't want to see good things happen.
Government medical agencies are working with two different pharmaceutical companies to try to come up with a vaccine and treatment against the new strain of the coronavirus that has been spreading globally. There are currently no vaccines or treatments for the coronavirus, which has infected over 72,000 in China and killed over 1,800 there. So far, at least 15 people in the United States have been infected with the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The world's wealthiest man takes on what he calls the world's biggest threat. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he plans to spend $10 billion of his own fortune to help fight climate change. He made the announcement in an Instagram post saying it's all part of the new Bezos Earth Fund. The 56-year-old, who is worth nearly $130 billion, ended the post by saying he plans to begin issuing grants by this summer.
The NASCAR driver involved in yesterday's nasty wreck is now awake and talking. Ryan Newman crashed during the final lap of the Daytona 500, hitting the wall and flipping several times before his vehicle came to rest. He was taken to a local hospital in serious condition. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 166 points to finish at 29,232. The S&P was off 10. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We're just one night away from the next Democratic presidential debate being held in Las Vegas. Now we're going to have a lot of familiar names on the stage, but a newcomer will be New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now regarding Bloomberg, Fox News contributor and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich tells Fox News that Bloomberg is really shaking up the race.
Look, I think what's happened is that Bloomberg, who's a very smart man and who made a lot of money out of the media, figured out if he just poured enough cash in, that in places where nobody else was advertising yet, that his advantage would be so massive that people who aren't thinking much about politics would say, oh yeah, he sounds pretty good. So he has risen dramatically, and it's all fueled by money. Now, the question will be, as we get into the actual debates, what happens to him? I'm actually working on a podcast that just uses Bloomberg's own words in his own, so you get him personally saying stuff that's weird. And, you know, he attacks farmers, he attacks ethnic groups. I mean, you go down this whole list of things that where you think probably not really clever. And I think the race for Bloomberg may end up being the TV advertising Bloomberg versus the shoot-your-mouth-off Bloomberg. And that might be a very interesting contest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.